There is no question that horses are stunning, majestic animals. It's been said that horses are like divine mirrors. They reflect back the emotions that the rider puts in. If you show love and respect, the horse will return that. But a horse's reflection and returned emotions are often guided by a bit and bridle. Their rider, applying subtle pressure through the reins, to reinforce and reward correct responses and direction. But we too know what it's like to be bridled, don't we? Reins pulling at us, steering and guiding us. Sometimes by forces seen, but often by forces unseen. Well, this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 will help you take a walk, unbridled, free, being guided not by the world, but by God's whispered directions. So to begin, whether at first or last light, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine retreat to just run free in the presence of God. A holy moment to be unbridled by the world. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from John chapter 8, and respond, Lord God, you are my freedom. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. If you abide in God's word, you are truly his disciple. And Lord God, you are my freedom. If you abide in God's word, you will know the truth of your salvation. Lord God, you are my freedom. If you abide in God's word, his truth will set you free. Lord God, you are my freedom. Now spend a few more moments in silent prayer, moving from thoughts of limitations to thoughts of liberty, thoughts of restraint to thoughts of release, and moving from thoughts of you to thoughts of God. For a moment, consider any areas of your life where you feel trapped by fear and worry. How is the world restricting you? Note your emotions as you now begin to feel the chains fall away. Notice the weight slipping from your shoulders. Your mind may wander between worldly limitations and divine liberty. That's understandable. But let those restraining thoughts give way to release as you center on the freedom that you have in God. Consider here that even your breathing is a reminder of God's freedom. Become more aware of your breathing now. Freedom you have in the depth and the pace of each breath. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and center on your breathing. in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just notice the freedom of each breath. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, "Lord God, you are my freedom. Lord God, you are my freedom." For this next minute, allow the word freedom to become your centering prayer. Be satisfied with the freedom of God as you listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, from the New King James Version. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and freedom." What do you feel after hearing this passage? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and freedom." What did you feel even deeper the second time? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for the freedom that you have in God. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New Living Translation. "Whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. What did you become more aware of after listening? Well, spend a minute to allow any self-centered thoughts of restraint and restriction to just float by, up and away, and replace them with an awareness of running free, being guided by the Holy Spirit. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen from the New International Version. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. What do you most enjoy about God? We'll spend a minute now in solitude, accepting the blessings of the Father, the mercies of the Son, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed, and I want you to see a field. Leaning against the rough-hewn wooden railing, looking at rolling gentle hills of fresh green grass. Your eyes on a majestic horse approaching, his eyes on you. You slip under the fence. You approach each other. He feels your care, and you feel his trust. You reach up and remove the bit from his mouth as you rub his nose. You slip the bridle off from around his ears. He shakes his head. He's free. You walk together through the grass. He trusts your lead. How do you feel about him? How do you think he feels with you? Well, stay there for a moment, walking with him. Feel trusted. Feel guided. Feel loved. And feel free. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of surrender to God's sovereignty. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, you are my freedom. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, freedom. And let me pray now that you encounter the Spirit of God, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and freedom. May you know the truth of Christ, the freedom of the Holy Spirit, and the strength of God. Amen. You know, today you may have the opportunity to be guided. You can expect some tension and resistance from the world, but today, when you feel pulled and tugged, look for a moment to run free unbridled, and trusting in God's care and guidance. Look too for moments to guide others, lovingly, without judgment. Help someone run free today. So when you're ready, run free and be mindful of moments to encounter the guidance of God.